This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and you have found good in abundance by consciously and conscientiously tuning into The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, brought to you through that magical, mysterious, mythical platform called Internet Radio, hosted by K4HD.com. You can put up any questions you want by going to K4HD.com. And remember, you're listening to Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And you've tuned in purposely to The Joy of Living. And you've tuned in for one reason only. And it's the best reason, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E, you. And that's great, because when you care the most about you, becoming the best you, then you can make a difference in the world. You actually can go MAD. MAD stands for make a difference. And on this show, as you know, we discuss the three fundamentals of life. But you are not doing it alone. You are joined right now by 280,613 people around the world who have tuned in consciously, conscientiously, for one reason only, to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, because they know that we bring to you some of the most dynamic, inspirational, and effective people in the world. And today, you're going to meet one of them, and she is a treasure. So just get ready. Just put on your seatbelts, buckle up, because we're going on a rocket ship that's going to bring you to the better you possible. You don't have to remember anything. Just lean in and enjoy, because everything we're going to talk about is all recorded, and you can find it at www.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. So you don't have to remember anything. Everything about Kate is going to be right there, and you'll be able to hear it again, which you want to do. You want to share it with at least five people. That way a million people will hear this. You certainly want to do that, because this show, The Joy of Living, is designed for one thing only: to make you the best you possible. And when you are the best you possible, you will be healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And as Jack Canfield, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul series, said to me, Barry Shore, who doesn't want that? Healthier, wealthier, and wiser just by listening to The Joy of Living? Absolutely yes. So put on your seatbelt, because we're on a journey. Now, in this show, as I said, we have three fundamentals that we work with. One is, number one, life. Your life has purpose. Yes, absolutely. Your life has purpose, as does everybody in the planet. That's the beautiful news, because when life has purpose, you live a purpose-driven life, you can go MAD. And MAD, in this case, is a great acronym that stands for Go Make a Difference, because what you do is you think a certain way, you speak a certain way, you act a certain way, and when you do that, you bring about change in the world. And the best way we know to do that is the third principle, by seeking out and unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. You will find the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant essence of them, and be able to do your neuro-linguistic programming. Therefore, you'll think better, speak better, and act better. Simple example. WWW. Again, ask anybody what it stands for, and most likely they'll say it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the purposeful, powerful, pleasant, and positive, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what is a word, W-H-E-T-A, what a wonderful world. Tip of the hat and smile on our face to Louis Armstrong Satchmo for enabling that song to go viral, and not just touch tens or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And whenever you hear even the opening bars of that song, "What a Wonderful World," what do you do right away? You smile. You can't help it. And smile is one of the most important acronyms that you can ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Every day, seeing miracles. Now, inevitably, and right now it's happening, when I speak to groups, whether it's 50 people or 5,000, or in this case, hundreds of thousands of people around the world, invariably people say, raise the hand, I have notes up on the board right now, 15, 18 of them, but Barry, sure, I've been up for hours already, I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask you, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Those are all miracles. And especially today, right now, this is June in the year 2020. And hopefully this podcast will be listened to for decades, if not centuries to come. And people will uncover and listen back and say, wait a minute, 2020, that was the year of the pandemic. Yes, a million plus people did not get out of bed this morning. They died. You didn't. You're here listening. Isn't that wonderful? A million plus people didn't get out of bed this morning because they couldn't. They were infirm. I hope 99.99% of everybody listening is able to get out of bed in the morning. So you did it. That's a miracle. If you can't accept that, listen to the story of your humble host. Now, most of you know, because we have 240,000 people visiting every time, and invariably 40,000 people come because their friend says, you have to listen to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. You'll be better for you, but healthier, wealthier, and wiser. So those who know the story, but those who don't, September 17th, 2004, I was standing up in the morning, like I hope 99.99% of everybody listening, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound. And that evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. And that was not from an automobile accident or a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body and caused me to become a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved. That was just a matter of hours. I was in hospital many months. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs from my hips to my ankle. That was progress. Now today, thank God, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. So I'm a tripod, not a biped, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb, and I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned how to see miracles in life every day. Now, I got to tell you, though, my 8-year-old niece came over to me a few weeks ago, and she asked me, Barry, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought of it. I said, smile, why not? And I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? Seeing miracles in everyday life. Now, you can do that, and you can create the kind of world we all want to live in. You create the kind of world you want to live in. CREATE is a wonderful acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Because when you begin to rethink and use neuro-linguistic programming in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way, then you think better, you speak better, you act better. And you do that because your brain has 50 billion brain cells and a trillion synapses connecting them all. And they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. And when you do this, when you use the two most powerful words in the English language and use these words three times a day for the rest of your life, you will make a difference in the world. You will change the world. You'll change yourself for the better. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness, to harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. You go to the to the coffee shop, fancy coffee shop, and we're able to do that again, God willing, soon. And you order your fancy latte for $5.50. Somebody brings it to you, and you say, thank you. You go to your coffee shop, and you order your fancy latte for $5.50, and nobody brings it to you. So you go back to the counter. They say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, and we'll bring it to you. And a few more minutes go by. You still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're in traffic. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Think. To harness insightful neural connections, to harmonize and network kindness. Now, I can't think right now of a more kind being who exemplifies, who exudes, who lives this essence than wonderful, amazing Kate Urenda. Kate, are you there? Can you say a huge hello to 280,613 people around the world?
Hi, everyone. How are you? I'm Kate. Very
Yay,
nice to be here, Barry.
Kate.
Thank you.
What a pleasure to have Kate here. Isn't this fabulous? How'd you like that intro, baby? Kate,
Barry,
is
incredible.
Kate is the essence of kind. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And that's what she does. She's the founder of the Dream Bold Network, the conscious media production company. She's passionate, I know this to be true, about interviewing experts and innovative solutions and working with creative thought leaders. She's the author of a book called Good Guy, Great Game, The Rule Breaker, and one of my favorite titles, Spiritual Foreplay. She teaches the art of manifesting and Qigong and moving meditation. Please welcome wonderful Kate. Kate, you fantastic, amazing, beautiful being who has recently finished the producing a film called Searching for Superhumans. So let's start right away. Let's jump right in and introduce you, in my humble opinion, as one of the greatest potheads in the world today. How do you like that for a title? You want to ask me what pothead stands for?
Sure, yes.
She has a great laugh also. So pothead, pot stands for power of thought, and head stands for helping everyone achieve destiny, because that's what you do. You are deeply involved with the power of the mind about subconscious reprogramming. So come on, pothead, tell us what it means to work with the power of the mind, the power of thought, and help everyone achieve destiny. What does that mean?
Sure, absolutely. So the only way we're going to ever see change in our individual lives or our collective world is through thought. It's always through reprogramming, getting rid of any negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, really putting in a new program and a new thought process that's impactful. Really everything we desire and we dream of. And so it's so easy in our world to focus on things that we don't want. So it's really about putting the positive affirmations and really putting in that positive message every single day so that we are in higher vibration. Because at the end of the day, every single energy vibration, and it's our responsibility to be in alignment, to lift our vibration, our thoughts, which obviously have an electric charge. And we want to really make sure that that frequency, that intention is really what we truly desire and want in our world. So all about getting people excited about the power of the subconscious.
This is wonderful. I'll give you one of our acronyms that we use a lot, and I think you'll like it. It's the word love. And love stands for living on vibrant energy, living on the vibrational plane. So tell us, what does that mean in the life of a two-legged human being to live on the vibrational plane, which is where you live? Amazing, wonderful Kate. Tell us what it means to live in energy and frequency and vibration.
Sure. So the most simple is energy boom, so that what we put out is going to come right back. So our thoughts are charged.
Oh, by the way, Kate, let me interrupt you for a moment. Oh. Are you in a place?
Yeah.
Are you in a place where you can move around because your signal is breaking up? I'm hearing every third word.
Oh no. Okay, is that better?
That's better. So keep talking because we want to hear you. I have literally hundreds of notes up here saying, we want to hear this amazing being. Stop talking, Barry Shore. We want to hear her. And she's much prettier than I am also. So, okay, keep talking. Tell us about living in...
Can you hear me?
Yes, that's good. Living on the vibrational energy. Yes.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll just start from the beginning. Best way I ever learned it, the most simplistic way, was that life is a game of boomerangs and your thoughts are not the electric charge. Your emotions have the magnetic charge and you're constantly sending and receiving energy 24/7. Every one of us with our intentions, our actions, our frequencies, we are putting something out to the universe and the universe responds to that. So it's super imperative and absolutely essential in the game of life to stop and not be stuck in your past, not be carrying around the emotions of the past, to not have a mind movie about the future that's disempowering, aka worrying, but instead to be here in the now, very present with a high vibration and focus solely on what you want. So it's about that laser focus that you know, may the force be with you, essentially. You know, you use your energy to be a magnetic force for everything you desire. So it all comes down to alignment. Are you in alignment with what you want? Are you in alignment with your dreams? It's always back to that vibration, that frequency, and that intention.
So let's take a look. First of all, I want to make you smile and laugh. I'm going to tickle you because you said focus solely. So solely in this case is spelled S-O-L-E-Y, S-O-L-E-L-Y. But you really mean focus solely, S-O-U-L-Y. In other words, focus the soul on that which is in alignment with what you want. So if you want to attract people, health, wealth, wisdom, then by focusing on negatives about people or feeling, oh, I have a headache, or feeling, oh, I can't afford that, then by definition, Kate, what you're teaching us is, duh, wake up. You're not going to gain by doing that. Matter of fact, you will lose because you have manifested that which you don't want. So if you want to think in health, especially during this pandemic, then what you really want to do is think how healthy you are. Am I correct?
100%. Absolutely, Barry. And you know, that this is a great topic, actually, because I've been advising a lot of people on this lately. A lot of people are sitting around thinking, I hope I don't get sick, or I don't want to get the virus. But the second you start putting your attention, because you already know, the second you put your attention and awareness on that, you are already in the state of magnetism. You are already attracting that into your life. Right. It's the fear. You know, that's a frequency, whereas the love is a more powerful frequency. And if you switch your thoughts, you do a 180 in your thinking and you start saying, I feel amazing. I'm completely resilient. I'm so healthy. Exactly what will manifest in your life, whether it's health or tangible items, people, circumstances, you're just always creating. Every one of us is creating that from the inside. It's internal magnetism and then it's external materialization. And that's where we all are as a species. It's tapping into that power and really going inward and saying, wait, my health is in my own hands. It's not in a doctor's hands. It's in your hands. It's energy. Every virus is an energy. Every thought is an energy. And so you have to just connect those dots and really step into your power.
So let's take a look at what you just said again, because it is so empowering. It is so emboldening. And again, we have a worldwide audience. There are people in India and China and throughout all of the continent of Africa, Australia, everywhere in the world listening to you, wonderful Kate, because you are a cog. Did you know that? You are a channel of goodness. That's who you are, kid. Now, HEALTH, by the way, you might like this. HEALTH is a great acronym that stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness. Isn't that what health is? Health is truly happiness,
absolutely.
Isn't it? So when you
absolutely
think happy, positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant thoughts, you literally raise your ability to be healthy. As I mentioned in the introduction, yours truly, I was a quadriplegic for years. I couldn't turn over my own bed for years. But did I think about that? What do you think I thought about, wonderful Kate? Did I think that, or did I think, I will be turning over. I will be getting up. I saw myself walking, even though most doctors said, hey, kid, get with it. It's not going to happen. Did I accept that in my own life? Absolutely no. But that's okay because I was channeling my inner Kate. You see, when you do that, how do you like that one, kid? You channel your inner Kate. That's what you're all about. And by the way, you talk about alignment. I was thinking about skating. So your name is Kate, but we just put an S in front of it, which is super. You are super Kate, which means you can skate in alignment. How do you like, that one?
I do love that. I always refer to it as catching the wave. You know, you're in the flow and you're surfing and you caught the wave. And that's the same idea, is that you're coasting. You know, it's just you've caught that frequency, that vibration. Whenever you're in the flow, when you're in more of a yin state, you're in your state of alignment and receiving. It's when we get into that yang energy, that super active and fiery, the rat race, and we charge at things. That's when we're actually, in a lot of ways, pushing things away and creating resistance. And we're magnetic beings. It's all about being in that state of allowing. So I think right now, as a whole, as a collective, we are in this state of receiving new information, receiving new insight, receiving higher frequencies. Collectively, all around the world right now, we are getting these energetic upgrades. And it's fascinating to hear the beauty that's coming out of everything that's going on. You know, it really is magnificent in that sense, in the energetic sense.
So let's talk about that for a moment, because it is at one and the same time, one of the most distressing times in the past 100 years. And yet a person like Kate, myself, and people listening to the show really want to understand that this is a liberating time, because it's not just if we get through this, it's utilizing this time of having to have, I don't like social distancing, I prefer to use the term physical distancing, social connection. The greater social connections we can have, even though we're physically distant from one another, I may be standing next to you by maybe 6 feet apart, or I may be across the world, doesn't matter, but it's the social connection that's going to make everything work. Now, let's take an example. I have about 8, 12, 14 questions up on the board, and they're almost all the same. So here it goes. Hey, Kate, whatever you're saying, I love it. That's really beautiful, baby. But what do I do when that stuff comes into my mind? Huh? What do I do?
Okay, yeah, I absolutely understand that, because my mind used to go so fast. I had no control over that. It really became a matter of A, putting in positive affirmations. That was a huge part of it. Putting in something that, you know, along the lines of, I have control over my thoughts. I have control over my mind. I have control over my life and my reality. Just slowing everything down. Meditation, absolutely. That's a huge component in this. Again, slowing down, getting into nature, really connecting to the earth energy, really allowing yourself to pause and self-nurture and take care of ourselves. That's a huge component of all of this. Whenever your thoughts are going really fast, it's always nice to do a pattern interrupt. So maybe it's you just say, nope, I'm going to stop. I'm going to release that thought. I'm going to let that thought pattern go, and I'm going to rewrite it. And you have to grab the reins. I know that it sounds kind of strange, but mastering your mind is the only way you're going to change your life. There's no other way around it. You have to control your thoughts, and you have to control your emotions, and be really gentle with yourself. This takes time. This takes practice. I love absolutely listening to self-hypnosis or binaural beats, sound frequencies. Sound healing is a great way to calm down, slow down, putting on a nice guided meditation and just allowing yourself to drop in, to just be human, to just essentially be in the moment. Nothing more than breath, nothing more than a heartbeat, just still, just like the animals do. We watch animals do this all the time. They're masters at it. It's that humans need to start modeling the animals a little bit more, it seems, you know, and just slowing down and gratitude. Gratitude's a huge piece of this. So just asking for help, throwing it out to the universe. Thank you for more peace. Thank you for more control over my mind. Thank you for liberation from negative thinking. Just asking and receiving and just practice, you know, don't give up. Just be really gentle. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up if your self-talk or your inner dialogue isn't in alignment with what you want. Just keep catching yourself and just keep breaking the pattern and keep firing away that positive psychology. And I think my number one thing, honestly, is listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza. I'm a huge, huge fan. I love his work. And that is what really taught me the power of our thoughts, the power of who we are as human beings, and that we are superhuman. And so I really want everybody out there to know that they're capable of it, but that it takes time. Because I think a lot of times people want that instant fix or that instant solution. but not with this work, not with the inner work. And, you know, it's really also about facing your personal shadow and our collective shadow. And that's what you're seeing in our world right now, is you're seeing the dark energies and the fear and all this conditioning rise to the surface. And it's because the energy is clearing out. So it's always darkest before the dawn. We know this. And yes, it seems like things are so, you know, challenging and tough, and they are in so many ways, but there's also this beautiful thing emerging out of it. And it's wherever you put your focus. Is it on what's wrong, or is it on the potential of what's happening? And so do the same thing with yourself. Maybe negative thoughts arise, but that's okay. That's natural. It's a natural process of purging the things that don't serve you individually and collectively.
Outstanding. So let me recap a few things that you said, because I took notes here and I love it. One of the aspects of life that Kate likes to emphasize is this really empowering idea that every one of us is superhuman. You can't say, well, not me. No. Everyone is superhuman. One of the ways to become in touch with that is through a process that we use called meditation. Now, if meditation frightens you, or you've never done it, or you're not, or you even if you are involved in it, I would urge you to consider learning how to meditate. And now, by the way, as a plug for something wonderful, if you go to barryshore.com, www, remember what that stands for, all the information that Kate is talking about is going to be there about her programs and all this wonderful things. In addition to that, you go to barryshore.com and you'll find that I teach a meditation that takes 94 seconds. In 94 seconds, you can learn how to be calm and aware by using the word listen. You want to hear a great word, a great acronym for listen, Kate? You ready for this?
Yes.
Locating insightful, sustainable, thoughtful energy. Listen. Ooh. Locating insightful, sustainable, thoughtful energy. I teach people how to do it in 94 seconds. But here's something that I want to emphasize again, because Kate was talking about, we said at the beginning of the show, learn how to feel and say thank you. And do it consciously and conscientiously 3 times a day to the world, to people around you, to yourself. Thank you to harmonize and network kindness. She said, be kind to yourself. I think you'd agree with this, that self-talk is the most powerful and effective speech that anybody could hear. Is that correct?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I think something that everyone should know too is that that takes a while to reprogram. You know, we all get these programs when we're younger, and they're not always the most empowering ones. And so when you start being your personal cheerleader, no matter what's going on, and you start transcending the environment and realizing that you are creating everything around you, and if you're just your number one fan, you're completely supportive and completely, you know, positive, that's when you're going to see the shift. That's when you're like, oh, if I'm nice to myself, I start attracting nicer things. You know, we're so hard on ourselves. We're so programmed and conditioned to be, you know, judgmental, to be hard on ourselves and other people. And when you let all that go and you just go, no, I'm just going to be a frequency and energy in the moment. I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to be positive. That's when it all shifts. That's when you notice that everything starts showing up differently. And you start to see the miracles and the magic all the time. And then you go to the next level and you start expecting that. And then it really starts showing up all the time, to the point where it's overwhelming, not just to you, but your friends and family around you. You know, that's when you're a magnetic being in your power.
And by the way, Kate is a magnetic being. And she said, you are the creator. Now, she used this word shift twice. Now, most people use the word shift, and for some reason, they just get their tongue tied around the word, the letter F, and it falls out. So it's shift is the key to be understanding that you are the creator. You're the one who chooses. Before we go to the break, I'm just going to share with you something wonderful about this word self-talk. Are you ready for an amazing acronym?
Yes.
Self stands for that you are a soul experiencing life fully. And talk stands for teaching always love and kindness. Self-talk. You're a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness. Because that's what you just said. Choose. Yes. And you will see the shift. Learn how to shift, everybody, and pronounce that F, and you too can soar on the wings of aspiration, on energy, frequency, vibration, like our amazing, wondrous guest, Kate Urenda. Don't go away. We're going to come back right after this short message, and buckle up. There's more Kate on the other side, and she is wondrous. Good day, everybody. Barry Shore here. The most searched word on the internet after COVID and pandemic is stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, because everyone in the world is suffering from stress. But you don't have to. Stress kills, but you know the antidote. Joy heals. Go to www.barryshore.com. www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And find out what color is your stress, how to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate it. And it's all free. Go to barryshore.com. Do it now. You'll be happy you did, because stress kills. Joy heals. Hi, everyone. Wouldn't it be great if there was a Facebook group where you could go, learn wonderful things, reduce your stress, live in joy, and they're giving away $1,000 a month in prizes for participating? How would that be? Well, it exists. Go to Facebook and look up the Joy of Living group. That's go to Facebook and search the Joy of Living group. Join today, and you can start to learn how to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate your stress, replace it with joy, and they're giving away $1,000 a month in prizes. This is fantastic. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family, because this is the way to live in life in joy daily. Make it a great one. Do it now. Bye. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance in a two-legged being. That is, she is beautiful. She is bountiful. She's beloved. She is immortal. Her name is Kate Urenda, and we are more than happy to have her with us. She is enlightening us, and she's teaching us about being, focusing on your soul, being a superhuman, learning how to purge, learning how to shift and get into the power of the mind and the human potential. Kate Urenda is not only a conscious film producer, the law of attraction expert, author, Qigong instructor, certified Reiki healer, certified manifesting coach, motivational speaker, founder of the Dream Bold Network. And that's where I'd like to go right now. Wonderful Kate, talk to us, please, about the Dream Bold Network and what it does for people.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a conscious media production company. So we make conscious films. You know, we do documentaries. We just did Searching for Superhumans, which just released. We go around and interview experts, these amazing energy healers and authors, and just these people that are so inspiring, and they have so many solutions for what's going on. Because you hear so much on the news about what's wrong, but where are the people who have all the solutions? And so we're all about getting that information, really translating it, especially so the next generations can understand, you know, these bite-sized pieces, because ancient wisdom and ancient healing and these practices can be really overwhelming. They can seem kind of woo-woo or weird, but as you know, Barry, this is our solution. This is the truth. You know, these ancient manifesting techniques and our abilities. I mean, we have so many abilities that have just been so covered up and so, you know, neglected in so many ways for so long. And now is the time for humanity as a whole to reconnect with that. We're really reconnecting with our abilities to, you know, communicate telepathically, to self-heal, to heal each other, to manifest. We're just these powerful creators. And one of the best lines I ever read was that we're not victims of our future. It's that we're the architects of our future. So right now, collectively, all of our thoughts and our emotions and our reactions to everything are what's creating the next steps. So we sort of have this blank canvas because COVID put us on this this common ground, essentially. And now you can feel this energy that's surging, this wanting to make change, this passion, this fire that's emerging. And out of that, we get to create. So what do we want it to look like? And it's time for us to ask the right questions. And that's what Dreamville Network is about. It's about getting the truth out there, really inspiring people, teaching practices like Qigong, a moving meditation. It just matches and mirrors nature. And it's so healing and so profound. That was one of the most important things that ever changed the course of my life. This is something I would recommend for anyone with PTSD, anybody who's having a lack of confidence, anyone whose energy feels really scattered, anyone who's in a dark place, depression. Absolutely get your body moving, and get your body moving strategically. Match and mirror nature, connect with this ancient wisdom, and it will transform every aspect of your life. And that's when you realize who we really are as energy beings, who we were meant to be before all the programming, before all the conditioning and all of the fear-based thinking. Who were we really meant to be? That's our big question. How do we become our potential? You know, that's really the mission of Dream Bold.
I know who Kate Urenda is. She is superhuman being. She is the embodiment of joy, happiness, peace, and love. I want to talk about a couple of things you mentioned. Truth. So truth is a great acronym that stands for total reliance upon the hidden. These abilities have been uncovered. They have been hidden, and now we're bringing them to the fore through situations like Dream Bold Network. By the way, BOLD is a nice acronym. It stands for, I just thought of this during the break, burgeoning opportunities leading to destiny. Burgeoning opportunities leading to destiny, because that's who you are. And that's what the Dream Bold Network is all about. You talk about the architects of our future. Happens to be one of the things I like to do is ask special people to give me some of their favorite quotes and some of their favorite books. And one of the quotes you gave me was from a person who I respect tremendously, love, listened to as a younger being on his lectures over the radio. People even know what a radio is? I guess they do. R. Buckminster Fuller. Because Bucky had a vision for the world. And it's funny to say, because I'm sure you know this, but Bucky had what other people called, when he was much younger, a vision problem. But he recognized that his vision inability or disability became his vision ability to see things differently than others. And through that, he was able to dream big, bold, and create an environment that only today are we catching up with this, not just the geodesic dome, but the whole dynamic, the Dymaxian models of life. And so this shift that we're talking about, and again, emphasize that F in the word, this shift that we are experiencing now, and for thought leaders like wonderful Kate, who was really a pothead, remember, power of thought, helping everyone achieve destiny. She's a pothead. She's a leader in the ability to inspire and work with people. Let's talk a little bit about what I call, what you've mentioned, the law of attraction, this conscious creation situation. By the way, law is a wonderful word. When people hear it just by itself, law, they tend to bristle because they think of something confining. And yet law stands for love and wisdom. Law stands for love and wisdom. And I think that fits very well for what you've been discussing about the law of attraction and conscious creation. In our few minutes remaining, talk to us more about this conscious creation where somebody can bring out their innate superpowers.
Definitely. So that's what my book, it's probably my biggest passion. It's that whatever vibration each one of us is in, that's what we're going to attract more of. So if you're telling yourself, I'm positive, I'm happy, I only attract the best things in life, I expect miracles, you're going to pull those frequencies in. It's all about that alignment, especially if you feel that those visualizations and those affirmations with gratitude. That's probably one of the biggest components with the law of attraction, with power of intention. There's different names for it, but it's all about alignment, and it's all about putting yourself into the scenario of what you want. So if you really want to be in love and you're single, You visualize yourself in love. You feel the emotions. This is a piece that I think a lot of people forget about, is that you really have to experience it before it happens. And that's why Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than education and information. It's that it's all about the imagination. It's all about seeing it and really transcending the conscious mind, dropping into your heart center and really embodying the experience. So I'll give gratitude for things that haven't even happened, because the brain doesn't know the difference between a real experience and one that it's imagined. So you give this gratitude for something that hasn't happened and you feel a little crazy at first. You're like, okay, am I really giving gratitude for something that didn't happen? But then you do it and you really feel it in your body. And then you watch step by step as you get this little nudge of, you know, intuition, this little nugget within this feeling, and you take that inspired action, you know, the law of action. You have to go along the path. You have to do the work. Law of attraction doesn't just show up effortlessly. You have to actually do the work. And, you know, I don't know if anyone out there watched The Secret. I'm hoping you did, because I love The Secret. I've actually been blessed to meet, you know, several people from that film, including Jack Canfield, who you talked about. He's the sweetest guy ever. And I actually love him. He was one of the guys who opened me up to the law of attraction. And just the way that he explained it, he made it so fun, and he made it so practical, just this step by step. We want things to show up so fast. And I think this is something a lot of people tried after The Secret. They would try the law of attraction. It wouldn't work in the first week and they gave up. And it's where people just want to grab them and go, no.
Let's look at that again. That was so funny, because we have a worldwide audience. That's so, and I say this with great love and affection for our culture and our country, it's so American. Wait a minute, I did that for 48 hours and it didn't work.
Right, exactly.
Right. We're talking about the ability to manifest. And by the way, I think you might agree with this, Kate. I hope you do. It really doesn't matter if you do what Kate says for 10 minutes a day. In other words, you don't do it for 8 hours on Monday and then don't do it again for another 8 days. Do it rather 8 minutes a day for the next 35 days every single day. And guess what? You will. I guarantee it. I'll put money on it. That gets people motivated, Kate. I'll put money on it. You do this 8 minutes a day for 35 days and you will feel the shift with the F in it. And if you don't, you'll feel the shift without the F, because you say, I tried it, it didn't work. Listen to Kate. Kate is beautiful inside and out. She is a prophetess in the sense that she brings about greater health, greater wealth, greater wisdom. Her words make a difference. I want to share with you, wonderful Kate, if I may, there's a particular practice that I perform and teach with people on the BarryShore.com, the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. And it's called VVE, which stands for what you just talked about. Verbalize, visualize, emotionalize. You got to verbalize what it is you want to do. Again, this is something that I've worked with Jack for years on, this kind of stuff. Verbalize what it is you want to have happen. Verbalize it. Say it out. Visualize it. See it, whether it's a check or it's better health. In my case, the ability to get out of bed in the morning. Hello, I can get out of bed in the morning. It still takes me 10 minutes, but I get out of bed in the morning and emotionalize it even before it happens. Like Kate says, you want to be in love? Feel it. You want to have a bunch of money? Feel it. You want to have the ability to go over to somebody, give them a big hug? Feel it even before it happens, because unconscious, subconscious mind is yours to work with. You are a superhuman being, and Kate proves it. Kate, you only have a few more minutes. I want to ask you two quick questions. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One is, what is your most fervent desire?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I have so many of them. I think my biggest one.
You got 98 seconds, kid. Got to make it concise, clear, and compelling. One, what is your most fervent desire?
Most fervent desire. I would love to have a talk show with amazing experts, and we have the most sensational, inspiring guests on the planet come on our show. And
Wait a minute. You want to be Barry Shore?
Wait. Yes, that was my answer, yes. Yes, that's what I've been visualizing, Barry.
Don't do it on radio. Do it because you're more beautiful than I am. So do it on more of a TV show. But yes, by the way, you're going to have that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
Hear me? You're going to have
yes.
it. And I would be humbled and honored if you consider it to me to be a guest on your show.
Absolutely. I've already got you scheduled, Barry. That's the thing. I've already told myself this is happening. So, yes,
Woo!
We have you scheduled already.
Because listen, everybody, this is, you got to understand, Kate wasn't always this way. She didn't come out of her mother's womb like this. She's been through stuff. It's not that she is now superwoman and she was always that way. Yeah, she burst forth. She's been through stuff. We all have been through stuff. So we only have a couple more minutes. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to do the recap, Kate, but in front of 280,613 people around the world, I'm going to give you a hug. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
I felt it, Barry. I felt the energy.
You fabulous, amazing being. Remember, everybody, this is the joy of living. You tune in consciously and conscientiously because you care most in the whole world about you. Y-O-U. That's great, because when you're the best you, you make the world better. And when you do that, you create the kind of world we all want to live in. You create causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. As you heard Kate talk about causing rethinking, you have the ability to do this. One of the ways you do this is by understanding WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. Whenever you see WWW from now on, you smile, because smile, you know, stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. And when you choose to use the two most powerful words in the English language, and you use them consciously and conscientiously 3 times a day, you will make a difference. You'll go mad. And those two words are, of course, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. Kindness, everyone you meet, the world is going through something you'll know nothing about. Be kind, always. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. That's why you're here. When you do that, you can thank. Think stands for to harness insightful neural connections. Your thinking, your words, and your deeds will become aligned, as wonderful Kate taught us. Alignment, focus solely on that which you want. Be healthier, be wealthier, be wiser by learning how to live in purpose, by going mad, going make a difference, and uncovering, unlocking the secrets of everyday words and terms. You can do this. And when you do it, a few minutes every single day, a few minutes every single day, you will see results, whether it takes a week, 2 weeks, a month, in my case, a decade. Who cares? I finally got out of bed. So our blessing for you is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.